My videos are here, and if you find them, you find them. If you don't, you don't. It is what it is. But when I see things like this that are supposed to just be, this is the opening of a tunnel. This is what we chose to do. This long, cryptic, ultra-symbolic, unbelievably satanic pagan ritual in broad daylight, and it's no big deal. This is how we celebrate the accomplishment of a large construction project, a tunnel that goes underground, the biggest, longest, most expensive tunnel ever devised. We didn't have one of these after the Big Dig was completed in Boston, where they ran a tunnel underneath the Boston Harbor. You see what I'm saying? Nobody does anything like this. But when this occurred, we could only draw one conclusion, and that conclusion is they are no longer going to hide in the shadows. They are no longer going to bend to our will as Christians, as humans, opposing what it is that they're trying to do. And they have become incredibly flagrant. Look at the symbolism, for instance. They're showing the roots of the tree underground. They're wearing black and white. They're using harmonics along with their ritual because harmonics are how you tear the veil. It isn't through raw power. It isn't through raw technology. You need to use a specific frequency, a specific tone to activate and open portals, let alone to tear the veil between humanity and spirituality. And that's exactly what this was. This was them declaring to all of those with the eyes to see and the ears to hear that we are indeed complete. Our task is done. At any given moment, we can simply flip the switch, tear the veil, and loose all hell on earth. Now, many people like